Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So summer is here. I know a lot of you are complaining that Joburg isn't so summery, but summer is here. Whether we get to enjoy it as much as we should or not, that also means that officially it is snake season. And there's been reports of some of them from Mossel Bay and other parts of the country about increased sightings of snakes. Now, not all snakes are created equal. We know that some are harmless, and they of course play a crucial ecological role, but some of them can be dangerous, and if we encounter them, we need to really understand if it is a problem or not. Johan Maree is the chief executive officer of the African Snake Bite Institute. He joins us this morning to talk about which snakes are common this time of year, which are truly dangerous, and why trying to catch one without experience might not be the best idea you ever have, but it might be your last one. Either way, Johan, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. Can we start with the basics? Snake season, what does this mean in South Africa?
Yes, what happens, you know, snakes are ectotherms, so in cold weather they're not very active. They in South Africa we talk about brumation in winter, so they spend most of the time underground because of the low temperatures. But the moment things warm up, they start getting active. And then if there's still some rain to accompany the warm weather, they are very active, because then the frogs are out and they're out there hunting. So every year from about October, November, mm-hmm. through till March, April, our snakes are active. They're out, they're hunting, and they're on the move.
So what percentage of South African snakes are problematic? How big a problem can this be?
It's a difficult question, because if we look at the number of species, we have about 125 species, and of those, about 10% of them are considered highly venomous. But that doesn't mean that what you encounter in your area is only going to be, you know, 10% of them are going to be highly venomous, because you might have, for whatever reason, you might have an abundance of highly venomous snakes. And we see that in some areas where there's a lot of Cape cobras, a lot of puff adders. So it's very hard to say. And people must be careful, because people make mistakes. Don't ever try and catch or kill a snake, because that's where the problem starts. We see a lot of people in hospital that get bitten by snakes while they're trying to kill them. And I always say to people that if you're 5 paces away from a snake in your region, you are perfectly safe and cannot get bitten. But now you take a stick or a rock and you get closer to the snake to kill it, and that's where the trouble starts.
So, yeah, I would imagine. If most of us, certainly, okay, maybe I'm speaking for myself, completely ignorant, I come across a snake. Obviously, if it's outside, you just want to get away from it and let it get away from you. But it can happen that you come across a snake in your home or in a holiday place that you are staying in. What is the best course of action?
I think, first of all, you need to make sure that dogs and kids are out of the way. Okay. Dogs are natural hunters. They mm-hmm. want to kill snakes, and they get themselves bitten. Ah. And an average treatment to a dog bitten by a highly venomous snake where the dog gets anti-venom is going to cost anything from 10 to 30,000 rand for that treatment.
Whoa.
It's very, very expensive.
Right.
So keep your pets away. Try and watch the snake from a safe distance. And I always recommend more than 5 meters, but don't lose sight of it. Because if you have a snake in your house and you lose sight of it, they disappear, and then you have no idea where to start looking.
And then you have to move houses, now, there's no doubt.
Yeah. And then the next thing is, there's a free app called ASI Snakes. It has over 800 snake removers countrywide.
Wow.
So you go to snake removal, and it's going to give you the name and number of the person closest to you. You call a snake remover and let the professionals come in and deal with it and remove it for you.
Is there an easy way to know if a snake is venomous or not?
Absolutely not. And what we find is that very often, even relatively experienced snake handlers make mistakes. They because snakes vary in color. So color is no indication of venomosity. A Cape cobra can be just about black, dark brown, brick red, yellow. orange with speckles, without speckles, and it's all one and the same snake. So there's no easy way to really tell highly venomous snakes apart from the lesser venomous ones. What you need to bear in mind in the Mossel Bay area is you have three highly venomous snakes. You've got Cape cobras, you have puffeters, and you have boomslang. So the boomslang is the least of your problems because they're up in trees and they don't really worry people. Mm. But puffeters, when they move around at night, people may stand on them. And Cape cobras, if you corner one, they hood. And if you get close enough, they will strike. So those are the highly venomous snakes that people need to be very careful of.
Yeah, those obviously are very, very concerning. But really the snake, as far as I understand, and just correct me if I'm wrong, actually doesn't want to attack you. It's going to really do that if it's feeling threatened. In other words, if you are if you keep your distance, obviously you can't always help it if it's at night and you don't see it. Is that statement correct?
Yes, absolutely. So in the Mossel Bay area, snakes bite in desperation. So if you stand on a snake and hurt it, it's going to bite. If you corner a snake in a very confined area and it cannot escape, it's going to bite in self-defense. But if you are 5 paces or more away, you cannot get bitten. You are 100% safe.
And I think that's such a great rule because, and you've mentioned it a few times, it's worth reiterating, 5 paces away, 5 meters away, don't lose sight of it if it's in your home. But if you stay at that distance, you are going to remain safe. What is the situation in terms of the availability of antivenom?
So we've gone through 3 tough years where antivenom is made by the South African vaccine producers, which is part of our national health laboratories, and they ran into major production problems. Mm. It seems that they're getting back online, but we have subsequently imported a product from India called Panaf Premium. It is a good antivenom. It's approved by the World Health Organization, and this antivenom is now in our major hospitals, private and government hospitals. So there's no antivenom crisis. We do have antivenom. But having said that, 9 out of 10 victims of a snake bite don't get antivenom because they don't need it. So it doesn't mean if you're bitten by a snake, you're going to need antivenom. You just, very, very important, in the unlikely event of any snake bite, the most important thing is to get that person to the nearest hospital. And in the case of your pet, get the pet to the nearest vet as soon as possible. That's all people need to do.
Absolutely.
And from there, the doctors will take
Hand it over to the experts.
If you end up at a hospital that don't have antivenom, at least they can stabilize the patient. If the patient stops breathing, they can ventilate the patient, and then they can make the necessary arrangements.
Absolutely right. We do need to leave it there because we are going to news, and that's where we need to wrap up. Johan Marais, Chief Executive Officer, CEO at the African Snake Bite Institute, talking to us about the summer snake season.